Hi folks, thanks for tuning in again for another Audio Boo podcast. Well, what can I say about today's 3-1 defeat? Ballinamallard deserved everything they got today, as did Linfield. It was Linfield that actually started the brighter of the two teams, forcing two or three quick corners in the opening minutes of the game. But it was from one of those corners that the Mallards broke quickly and took the lead after only 3 minutes. Ryan Campbell made no mistake when receiving a pass from former Linfield striker Andy Crawford to make it 1-0 to the visitors. Linfield had a couple of chances after that, but nothing too serious. Darrell Ferdice missing an absolute gilt-edged chance, only 6 yards out. It looked like he had too much time, and he blasted his shot wide. Linfield did actually get the equaliser on around the 40th minute mark, when another inch-perfect cross from Niall Quinn fell to the feet of Brian McCall, who made no mistake. It went 1-1 at half-time. Like the first half, Linfield dominated the early stages, but again didn't create anything other than half-chances. And it was Ballinamallard who scored the first goal of the second half. This time it was Chris Curran who scored, racing clear with nobody near him. Linfield's defence, like it was for the first goal, was all over the place. And Curran made no mistake by putting the ball into the bottom corner to make it 2-1 with just over 10 minutes to go. Linfield were always going to be playing a dangerous game after this, with 13 minutes to go, as they were trying to get another equaliser. And were actually caught on the attack right on the 90th minute mark, when Liam Quinn driving a powerful shot across Alan Blaney and the ball coming in off the upright to make it 3-1 right on 90 minutes. Full time was met by a chorus of cheers by Linfield fans, and then it was actually by applause as a lot of the South Stand stayed behind to applaud a very good Ballinamallard team off the pitch. Linfield fans could use many words to describe what they thought of today's game, but at the end of the day, Ballinamallard won every single battle on the pitch they needed to win. The football they played at times was super, and if I'm really honest, it was actually hard to tell who was a Premier League champions and who got promoted. Linfield must now forget about tonight's result and look ahead to Coleraine away on Tuesday night. That's in the League Cup. As I said, we'll be back with you with live updates and another Audio Boo podcast after that game. Hopefully it's a wee bit more better than today's. But thanks for tuning in. As I said, I'm Scott Nesbitt. Don't forget to give us a wee follow, and thanks for tuning in, guys. Bye-bye.